In 2014, Tanisha Anderson was 37 years old and suffering from mental illness when she died in the custody of Cleveland police. According to the medical examiner's office, she was handcuffed and was lying on her stomach and officer's knee in her back when she stopped breathing. Her family recently settled a lawsuit against the city for $2.25 million. Her death was one of several that led to a 2015 agreement to reform Cleveland's police department, which the Justice Department said showed a pattern of using excessive force on people with mental illness. Well, now the police, with the Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Services Board of Cuyahoga County, are using new guidelines to help officers deal with suspects suffering from mental illness or addiction. William Denahan heads that board and has also served as Cleveland's acting chief of police. He joins us now. And William, Bill, you've called the new training an opportunity. You've said the police need to do a better job. What have you heard from the police? Do they wish they'd had a better way of handling things?
Well, we do know after we talk to them that there is a certain trauma that they face in going through these situations. And not having the training and how to sensitize an individual and familiarize them with the nuances of those that are mentally ill and or have addictions puts an officer in a difficult situation. When they get the training, it's a lot different. They understand the nuances that they have, and they have a familiarity to who they're working with. And instead of arresting, we're finding ways to find treatment. And instead of accelerating a situation, they're finding out how to de-escalate a situation on the scene so that they could bring some harmony with the community and the individual that is having an incident. You know, one of the things that we know across America, the largest mental health hospital is the prison system. And the idea that, you know, mental illness is a disease, as is addiction, and diseases can be treatable. People recover, and getting people into recovery is a lot better than locking them up for what appears to be very poor behavior.
This has been the thinking about drug addiction most recently after the Gloucester, Massachusetts police chief decided from then on out there would be no arrest of addicts who came in and turned in their works. Instead, the police would find a bed for them in a hospital, a treatment hospital, and also hook them up with a volunteer who could work with them. But I'm thinking, you're talking about police that are going out on the street and maybe, you know, encountering somebody in real crisis. How else are you training the police to deal with somebody that may be acting violently, acting out, their family knows they might be having a psychotic break, for instance, but your police might not know that.
We have a special team of two police officers and two social workers that's working on a pilot program in one of our districts on the second shift. These are the cases where the police officers say to the dispatcher, somebody else, we've been there. We were there last week. That is a continuous showing of behavior. So getting to the bottom of that behavior takes individuals that have social work experience, and putting with a police officer, we're able to bring the person into treatment and resolve the situation. Persons are not on their medication, for example. So getting them to their caseworker and their provider and finding out why they're not in their medication. Did they lose it or did they not have enough money for it? There's a whole number of reasons.
Well, in Tanisha Anderson's case, and it sounds just horrific, she suffered schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. Her family said she was having a breakdown. She was out on the street in her nightgown. The police came, handcuffed her hands behind her back, put her in the car when she got out, putting the knee to her back. She was on her stomach and thought that she had asphyxiated. That move alone, putting people on their stomach, I understand that that will be forbidden.
Well, police officers are trained to protect themselves, and they protect themselves in many, many ways. That is not to justify anything in the Anderson case. We've got to learn from situations like that on how to better represent the community and protect the community. And one of the things that the Cleveland police officers, all officers, will go through an 8-hour training session so that they're all sensitized to those with mental illness and addiction. Then there are special officers who are in the squad cars will go into 40 hours of crisis intervention training, which also protects them. We find out that the number of injuries for officers goes down when we do this training. So there is a positive byproduct of finding respect and dignity that the citizens need, but also protecting the officers.
That's William Denehan, head of the Drug Addiction and Mental Health Services Board in Cleveland. They are about to implement a new policy when it comes to police interaction with the mentally ill or substance abuse users. Those in crisis are to be taken to the hospital rather than arrested. Bill, thanks for talking to us about it.
Well, thank you for this opportunity.